of Cardiff. Danny speaking.
Yeah, Danny, my name's Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good. I was looking at your website, and I have a small business here in Arkansas, and I was kind of curious about what maybe some of the general terms on a few of your loans and lines of credit might be.
Okay, yeah.
I was looking at was the small business working capital loan or the line of credit, and I was curious, you know, what time frames and interest rates and, you know, what the general terms were on things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and I mean, you know, we have multiple different programs for that, including terms as well. And I mean, what exactly, you know, like, how much are you looking for?
I would honestly like to have around $50,000.
Okay.
What I have is multiple types of businesses at my location. I'm mainly a car salesman.
Uh-huh.
And that's really what I'm looking for most of my capital for is additional inventory for vehicles. I also have a feed store and a hunting gear and outdoors store all here at the same location. So we have multiple things we do, but that's really what I'd like to do is trying to increase my inventory on vehicles.
So you're in your inventory on vehicles? Okay. And how often do you flip this inventory?
It varies. I'd say every 3 months, to be honest with you, is when I do a total flip of my entire inventory.
Oh, wow. That's actually, you know, pretty quick. How many, you know, vehicles do you bring on and flip at that time?
Currently, I have around 10. That's one of the reasons I'm looking for another 50,000 to try and double that inventory to around 20 to 25. That's my biggest thing. I think I could do at least twice the business, if not more, if I had that many more vehicles to choose from for customers.
Yeah.
I've had traditional floor plans in the past, and the interest rates and the terms just eat you alive on that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay, and now are these like new or used cars?
They are used.
Used cars. Okay, used vehicles. Okay, and do you, like the vendor that you buy them, do you get them like for deals on bulk or anything like that? Or
it's typically I buy at auctions mostly, so it kind of depends on the situation. Sometimes I buy from individual dealers, but no, typically there's not going to be any type of additional discount for bulk.
Yeah, for bulk. Okay, and so when you bring these cars on, I mean, are you able to, like, what's your return on investment normally? Like, with if you were to bring $50K worth of cars, how much could you flip that for?
That is one interesting thing about it is the type of financing I do. A lot of it is long-term, type of investment. In other words, when I sell the car, I get a certain amount of money when I sell it. But then over time, as money's collected on that vehicle, I get additional proceeds. So on most of the vehicles I sell, I could look for anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 per vehicle. But a lot of that is over the next 3 years. So
yeah, exactly. It's like you get over a 3 year term. And
yeah, it's a shared risk with the financing companies. Basically, it is for the customer.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you buy these from the auction, you just buy them outright, and then just sell them and sort. Okay, and I mean when you look into when are you needing this $50K?
It's hard to say. Like I say, I wasn't sure what the terms would be if I was even interested in trying to get it. That's why I wasn't sure if a short-term type of capital loan would be what I'd be interested in, or more of a traditional line of credit that I could use and then pay back and then reuse again later and so on. That's why I wasn't sure which type would be more what I'd be looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, working capital, you know, we base that one off sales, and it is a shorter term loan. And like to give you a big example, what were gross annual sales like last year for you over there?
Mine last year were 400,000.
Okay, 400,000. All right, so yeah, we'd be
94,000, something like that.
Okay, perfect. And what are you projected this year?
It should be, unless I can, hopefully I can do 600,000, but currently they're on point to be right at the same mark as last year. That's one of the reasons I'm trying to get some more capital to increase that. But like so far this year, it's been right at around 150,000 so far this year.
So far this year? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we'd be, you know, right around that mark, you know, for 50K. We'd be able to unlock, you know, around 40 to like 60,000 for you over there as a quick quote.
Right, of course. And I know you can't give me anything exact at the moment. I just kind of want to get a general idea before I do an actual application.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, we've been able to free up, you know, that range. And then as far as terms go, we have, you know, multiple terms. It's more like a custom loan is a better way, you know, of mm-hmm. describing it. You know, terms generally range from 3 months, you know, all the way up to 3 years being the longest term, though, because it is a shorter term loan. Most first-time customers are right there in the 24-month mark. And, yeah, with these... if you pay, like, if you have your flipping inventory like this and you pay back, you know, let's say you get the 50K, you flip it, you know, within those first 2 months, you know, you pay it all back. Once you pay half of it back, actually, we can, you know, get you, like, refinanced with better terms and more money, and as well as, you know, better rates as well. Because we like to do business and have reoccurring, you know, customers. That's one of our main things, is building that relationship. So yeah, as especially for you, if you're constantly flipping these, I mean, it could be beneficial, you know, in the long term as that as well. And how long have you been doing this for?
I've been in business since 2000. I've been incorporated since 2007. I was a partnership for 3 years prior to that.
Okay, since 2007. Wow, you've been around quite a bit then, for quite a long time. Now, how'd you get involved in the industry?
Well, I actually had a flea market where I rented out booze to people and sold things myself and bought a few cars and started selling them and decided to close the other down. And because it's hard to make the same amount of money selling 50 cent to a dollar items as it is to selling vehicles.
No, that's cool.
Transitioned over. And eventually, several years after that, I found a good finance company that can guarantee approval to every customer that comes in. So that's been really helpful. Keep things going, because credit these days is such a hard thing for customers to get.
It's tough, you know, and it's, yeah, we totally understand that over here. And I mean, how would you rate your credit? Is it, you know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My personal is around 730.
Okay.
My father's also my business partner. We're both on 50% of the corporation stock, and he's higher than me. I don't know exactly what it is, but he's 62 years old, and so
okay.
I'm 35.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's great. Like I said, we have multiple programs, and we work with credit tiers, you know, A to D. And so this is, you guys are 50-50 with the business?
Yeah, well, I'm the president of the corporation. He's a secretary as far as a corporate officer, and but I own 50% of the stock in the corporation. He owns the other 50%. So.
Okay. All right. And what was his name?
His name is Ricky Burrows.
Okay. Is Burroughs. All right. And, yeah, so, okay. Well, perfect. And then have you, like, looked, you know, other banks or anything like that for this, the 50K?
We have local banks and things, but as you probably know, they're a little bit more tied up in what I know is they want real estate to back up loans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've used floor planning companies in the past, and it's just, to be honest with you, the constant having to pay every month, like if I have 10 vehicles out here, I have to pay the interest on those every month, plus 10% of the principal every month.
Oh, wow.
Well, I might have one car, you know, that I have for 2 months, where I might have four that I sell, you know, replaced three times in the same time period. So the additional monthly, that's the biggest problem, is having to pay basically too quickly on things.
Yeah.
And eat all your profit from everything else until you can sell. And especially since my income is somewhat time delayed, and somewhat I get it later on, a lot of my income as additional proceeds down the road, as opposed to up front when I sell a vehicle. So.
Yeah, exactly, and that's, you know, got to be tough as far as cash flow goes. You know, when you got other things coming up, and I mean, is it just you and Ricky over there, or is it? Okay, you don't have any other employees or anything.
At the moment, no. We've had to lay some people off and stuff for the last few months. We had a couple other employees, but they were all family too. So unfortunately, that's always the hardest people to let go. But
yeah, well, that's good. It's a family business. It's great. And so with these little banks, who do you usually, you know, work with?
Bank of the Ozarks is my main bank.
Bank of the Ozarks. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have a line of credit with them?
I don't currently. I have traditional mortgage on my, or business commercial loan on my commercial property. But,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm relatively new to the working capital or the line of credit type loans.
Uh-huh.
I've not used them in the past. Most of the ones I've called and talked to people about have been, like I said, closer to a 3-month turnaround, which isn't super ideal, again, for the same reasons. Because most recently we tried to get a working capital loan through a bank of the Ozarks for a 1-year term where it was due 1 year from now. If we wanted to pay the interest and reborrow it, we could, or we could pay it off at that time. And that's really what we're mostly looking for, something we have a 1-year term to work with. That way we could do that type of thing.
Yeah, 1-year term to work with. Okay, exactly. Give you, you know, that good amount.
Right.
No, so it's not,
give
you know, burning
you. Plan for it, as opposed to having to worry about the entire time, well, should I spend this money because I'm going to have to pay it back in 3 months, you know?
So, yeah, exactly.
But a year's term is a little bit more time to get it worked
exactly
out,
so. and use it, yeah, and get it going. Okay, and do you have, like, a plan B, you know, if you're not able to find financing for this? Is there another way you're able to, you know, get more vehicles and...
Well, we're looking at a lot of avenues. We've had private investors in the past, which we've not ever had brought on people that bought into the company. That's something we might look at doing. I don't know that we want to give up any type of actual stock in the company. That's not something we've had. We've had private investors in the past that because they can make 10% of their money, or you can't make that in any kind of market right now.
So, yeah.
But in this part of the country, natural gas has been a big deal for the last several years. Because people have property and they've been getting fracking for natural gas. So a lot of people had a lot of disposable income all at one time, and now it's really slowed down. And so that the private investors front is really, really dried up on that type of thing. So
yeah,
that's what we've done mostly in the past.
Oh, okay. And was it, I mean, pretty successful? Or?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It just turned
okay.
out they needed the money back because they weren't getting in $20,000 a month like they were 6 months ago. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. Okay, yeah, no problem. So, yeah, and, you know, I'd like to see, you know, exactly what we could do for you. A couple of things
we
need.
Well, I'm going to discuss it with Ricky. That's one of the things I wanted to get. It sounds like the terms, are, as far as the duration, are much more reasonable to what we've been looking for.
Yeah.
As far as the rates, as far as interest, is it more dependent on our personal credit scores, or what is that more dependent on?
Yeah, well, we have, like I said, there's multiple programs, and yeah, it is, I mean, they take credit into consideration, but the main thing is, you know, sales. These are sales-based loans,
right.
And they, you know, we just have to look at, you know, some bank statements, you know, as well as your tax return, because they look at the cash flow, make sure they're not giving you anything that would be a burden, obviously, and, yeah, and credit, yeah, I mean, it does play a role, but it's not huge. I mean,
is there a range of actual percentage range that the loans usually are, or?
Like I said, I mean, this is, because it is a short-term loan, they don't really, like, assign it, you know, like an APR, you know? They're not going to give you a random number. You have to calculate out, and it's not compounding. It's more like a fixed, you know, rate. So they give you, I mean, let's say, you know, they
like
give you the 50.
Terms, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, beat around the bush. I'm just, it's like I said, there's just many ways to do this. So, like, for example, say you want a 50K, and then they charge you, let's just say, I don't know, 10 cents on the dollar or something like that, and it would pay back 55, you know, over a year's term. So, like, it would be a fixed, you know, cost. Yeah, so we have multiple programs where it's, like, monthly payments, weekly, even daily, and then... you know, it's the terms, they vary as well. So, like, once we, you know, get everything in, like, you know, an application, the bank statements, and most recent tax return, we can give you, you know, exact, you know, some options for you, you know, go ahead and pick out and see if they work for you. And, yeah, is there, like, an email I can, you know, send you that info as well as the app over?
Yeah. It's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at
okay.
Treasures Auto, T-R-E-A. SuresAuto.com.
.com. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and send that over to you. And, I mean, do your customers pay with credit cards mainly? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, see, like I was saying, the auto business is mostly financed through a finance company that I work
yeah,
with.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have other businesses here as well. I have a running goods store and a feed store. So I do some credit card transactions.
Okay.
On that business, but
on that business aspect as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, then we can, you know, disregard the credit card things. I know that. But yeah, so we could, you know, I'd definitely like to see what we could do for you over there and, you know, get you going.
And I'll assume have your contact information and stuff on it as well.
Yeah, I will send over my email with the contact information. You said you're looking at our website already.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so
that way I can talk to the same person whenever if I have more questions. Always calling, starting over with a new person is always more difficult. So.
Oh yeah. Feel free. I'll give you. I can give you my direct line.
Please.
Okay, my direct line is
858-779-0424,
and my name's Danny. Danny. Yeah.
Yeah, if you'll send that over, I'll discuss this with my business partner, but my father. Whenever you say your father, people think, oh, yeah, you work for your daddy. But
no, man.
We are true partners in the business.
Yeah. No, that's...
I get that from my sisters all the time. Oh, yeah, you just work for daddy. And I was like, no, I don't.
Hey, well, that's their job to tease you, right?
Yeah.
Hey, but no, that's great. You guys have a good family business over there. I mean, I think those usually are the stronger ones, you know, because... You guys, you can't run away from each other.
We have to work together.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right, Chris.
I'll be looking for that, and then I'll get back in touch with you once we've looked it over.
Okay, yeah. When would be a good time to, you know, to follow up with you? And
Probably any time next week would be fine, probably later in the week, so I can make sure that we had time to consider things. We always consider and pray about things before we do anything anyway. So probably next Friday would probably be the soonest we'd have a decision. We might have a decision before then.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I will follow up with you next week around that time.
That'd be fine.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you have any more questions or concerns, anything?
Not at the moment. I'll get this looked over, and we'll get back in touch with you.
Okay. Sounds good, Chris. I'll send over that email in about 15 minutes here.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.